News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, most parents dread having to tell their children about the birds and the bees, but telling children about sex as young as 7, 5 or even 2 could have greater benefits later on in life. That's according to Genevieve Roberts, who's an author and a parenting columnist with the iPaper, who joins us this morning. First up, Genevieve, what are the advantages later in life of kids knowing about sex early?
Well, I think it's about normalising these things right from the start. There are important things, you know, as we're teaching children about bodily parts, for example. I think most parents now are quite aware that it's really important to use words like vulva and vagina and penis and not give these sort of fluffy words that actually can end up with children becoming almost less safe. Because if you're a child and you say something, you know, if something awful's happening to you and you aren't able to describe that bodily part, there could be confusion from adults that's, you know, as to what's going on. But actually, research is showing that introducing children to the idea of sex right from the start, not shirking around it, leads to feeling like they are more in control of their body. They can say no till later, fewer STIs, teenage pregnancies. So actually, knowledge, even for very young children, is power. But I mean, that isn't to give them graphic details. It's all done in a very age-appropriate way. But I found it very interesting to learn that shying away, adult embarrassment is really unhelpful for children.
Yeah, to be honest, it kind of makes sense. But adults, nonetheless, are a bit embarrassed. And
yes,
there's something very cringy about, you know, sex. I don't mean this in different generations. Each generation finds it like no one wants to talk to their parents about sex, but parents don't want to talk to their children about sex. Different yeah. generations seem to have some kind of a stumbling block there on the whole thing, that it is quite difficult. You have spoken to your own kids, but you were saying that your eldest child was conceived with sperm donation, so you felt you should have that conversation, and that kind of propelled you to have it. But then you were much less on it in terms of talking about sex with your other kids.
Well, in fact, my first two are conceived by sperm donation. And it's really, really important if you have a family like ours that you don't have this surprise later down the line that they're donor conceived. So even before they could speak, I was telling them how they were made, because I never wanted that to be a surprise for them. It was actually, I realised that I'd put so much emphasis on that I had this sudden realisation that they probably thought that babies, you know, every baby was created in a hospital, and it wasn't just them, because their story is normal to them. And that was when I was like, oh, I think maybe I should be the one. I don't really want them to learn this. They will learn it in the playground otherwise. And actually, you don't know what confusions other children are bringing to that. So I thought it was better for me to do it. But I did actually get some advice, and I was told, it's, you know, if you're someone who might laugh or you might find it embarrassing, just be honest about it. Say, I'm finding this a little bit awkward. Are you finding it a bit awkward? Let's talk about it. But actually, my children are still so young that I don't think they're into that. I suspect the teenage years, the cues of them hiding underneath the bed and refusing to talk to me will give me quite an obvious sense of what they would be talking about.
And maybe lastly, do parents leave this too much, do you think, to schools? Because obviously, they're like most schools have sex education programs, and do we kind of go, oh, thank God, that's being dealt with by somebody else? And actually, as you say, the normalising of it with in an age appropriate way. I don't think it should be obviously in any way graphic, but also, if we don't get the jump on this, if we don't talk to our kids about this, I know you're saying that they're going to hear about it in playgrounds and all that. That would be lovely if that's how they hear about it. But a lot of them are going to find out about it through porn, unfortunately.
Oh, my gosh. And this is it. As they get older, if you're not mentioning things and not making it really clear to your children that you are never going to be shocked, that you are you know, really proud of them for having hard conversations with you. They are going to see stuff in their lifetime that is, you know, that you'd really rather protect them from forever and protect us from forever, you know. But of course they are. And we know that's going to happen. Yeah. And we know that happens so strikingly young. I think it's something like a third of children in year six have seen porn by now. You know, like, it's so that, you know, that's a problem in itself. But we know that's going to happen. So the best thing is to be open. And that's really the only way to protect them. Yeah. Because there are a lot of girls who otherwise would grow up not thinking sex is about pleasure, because all they see is the violence involved in it.
And that is Genevieve Roberts, their author and parenting columnist with the iPaper. Let us know what you think.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.